It is Legal Wednesdays, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're going to be chatting quickly with Mr. Begili Tswalo, our attorney and legal expert, every Wednesday. There is a situation eyenzakalayo with one of osaziwayo bakhona eNingizimu Afrika. Mkhubula usisi loyana waye-actor awujola umfazi kaNdlovu kwisibaya. Kamkhubula? Right. She has been trending on Twitter recently after she published videos of herself lamenting at some man who was destroying and vandalizing a house that is said to be hers. But it's a story ngathi indlu le wagcina iluza to ibank la auctiona maseli auctionile umfo wathenga makathenga wafaka eviction notice usisi wangaphumi up until today akaphumi ugcina keke so uza nama tactics wokumkhipha la endlini ukuthi angaphuma kanjani endlini usisi se sifuna ukwazi ukuthi umthetho ungena kanjani ungenelela kanjani kusimo esifana naleso. Mr. Litswalo, welcome to the Rise of M Drive, sir.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for having me. How are you?
Ngiphilile baba, ngiphilile. Na kunamhlanje ngithi no, you know what? Kunesimo la esifaka umthetho esitrendayo. South Africans are having conversations around it with regards to omunye osaziwayo who has lost her house allegedly because she had failed to pay amapon payments wakhe to the point that the bank had to auction the house. And then a new owner comes and serves her with an eviction notice to the point that she refuses to leave and acknowledge those notices and actually instructs the new owner to go and seek for an eviction order from a court of law. And she says she's not going to be paying until such an order is coming. This is the conflict that is now happening in South Africa where tenants are actually, to a certain extent, abusing umthetho ngoba uyabavuna as ama tenants or uyasivuna as ama tenants. So there's that conflict of kwenziwa into wrong net ngoba umthetho uyangivuna. Sithini ngesimo saka sisigcina where she does not want to leave the house and she is the one saying angiphumla and angeke ngibhadale until there is an eviction order from the court of law. How should both of them be dealing with this matter in terms of law?
Okay, to start with, my brother, there is a legislation that governs the rental and housing agreement.
Mm.
So we have to look into that, and what speaks to that is Section 50 of the registration.
Mm.
The lessor and the lessee, they've got obligations that they must fulfill. And both of them are being protected by law. So there is no one between them who will have powers to abuse the powers of the law.
Mm.
But to start with, there are certain things that one needs to do for a person to say that this person has broken the law or has breached a contract.
Mm.
Each and every contract that you enter into, as far as renting or leasing is concerned, must be governed by the applicable laws, of the laws of contract of South Africa.
Mm.
So failing which, that means the contract will be invalid. But then coming to the situation, Yasis, when she says that she will never go out of the house without the eviction order from the court, she is absolutely correct.
Okay.
What she is wrong about is when she says that I am not going to continue paying the rent.
Mm.
Immediately she's starting to default payment. That is totally wrong. And that will work against her favor. Because if ever there is a dispute between two parties, you have to adhere to the conditions of the contract until it is decided by the court otherwise. I don't know if I explained it very well to you, that you understand it.
Uzwakala kahle, loud and clear, Mr. Litswalo. Nansi keke indawo la ifike ibe tricky khona. Kodwa okunye okwenza lokho lokuthi asina lwazi oluphelele ngale simo. Nathi siqaphuna what is in the public domain. In this case, there does not seem to be a lease agreement, in the sense that the occupant was the previous owner of the property and had failed to fulfill the agreement with the bank paying the bond. What we don't therefore understand is that how does the bank then put on auction a property that is still occupied? But then having that be as it may, she's still the occupant. The gentleman buys the property from the bank at auction and takes ownership. Now, he is faced with an occupant of whom he does not have an agreement with.
She doesn't tell you the truth, and she has never been honest with you. Because before the bank can do that, there are processes or legal processes that need to unfold. Number one, there will be a letter of demand that will be sent to my sister to say that you are in errors, you must pay, and failing which, if you breach this contract, this amount will be payable in full by you. And then it goes further to say that if the person failed to make payment based on the agreement, then there must be summons that must be issued in that respect. And when summons are being issued, one has got a right to a legal representative so that the person can be defended, so the person can enter a plea to say that this is the answer, my answer to the summons. It will never ever happen that the bank will just auction a house without summons being issued and without letter of demand being issued. She is not telling the truth, and she's not honest on that point.
Sure. What I'm going to try and do, I think it's a conversation that might need to continue so we get to understand the nitty-gritties of the details, is we need to get both the gentleman, who is now the new owner, and the occupant, which is Usisigcina, to tell both their sides of the story.
That will make my day, but I can rest assure you, there will be no eviction order that will be given by the bank. Eviction order will be given by the court of law. And the court of law, whatever the court of law is saying, will be binding and will be final. If you don't adhere to the order of the court, in our own language as attorneys, we say you are in contempt of court and it's a crime.
Okushukuthi ungaphelela nase trongweni.
Yes, my brother.
Mr. Letswalo, thank you so much for demystifying some of these issues. We're going to delve deeper into it. We might even need to get you back online even before the next week, Wednesday, should it require to do so. But we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We're doing this again soon.
I'm at your service, my big brother, and thank you for believing in us.
Thank you, sir. This is Attorney Peggy Letswalo. We appreciate you, sir.